Video: Children of Woman Who Died in New York Nursing Home Call on DOJ to Investigate Cuomo. By Amy Furr on February 15, 2021. The children of a woman who died in a New York nursing home in spring 2020 are demanding justice for their mother after one of Governor Andrew Cuomo's aides admitted hiding numbers related to the nursing home deaths. During an appearance on Fox and Friends, 93-year-old Agnes Minasal's three children said that the nursing home deaths and subsequent alleged cover-up should not be partisan issues, Fox News reported Monday. The relatives cited a report from Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, as an impetus for possible bipartisan agreement on reopening the Department of Justice DOJ investigation into the governor. "You pat yourself on the back and tell everyone how good you're doing. At the same time, you're lying about the lives that are being lost," Ted Minasal stated, adding, "It's just terrible, absolutely terrible." Prior to the lockdowns in March, the siblings ate dinner with their mom, walked her to a nearby chapel, and took her to bed nearly every evening. 2 weeks after his mother died, Ted Minasal lost his father-in-law to COVID-19 in the very same nursing home. The family said that if the DOJ finds wrongdoing by Cuomo in their investigation, he needs to admit what he did and be brought to justice, the Fox report continued. They also called on the state to allow families back into nursing homes as part of their loved ones' essential care. Last week, Cuomo's top aide admitted her team withheld the number of deaths related to the coronavirus in the state's nursing homes to protect the Cuomo government from a federal investigation and political scrutiny, according to Breitbart News. During an interview Saturday on Fox and Friends, Representative Tom Reed, RNY, said the Biden DOJ should investigate Cuomo's handling of nursing homes during the pandemic. "President Biden, you said you would use your Justice Department in an honorable way, objective way. We're going to make sure the Justice Department does just that," he stated. "And we're going to use those tools of justice to make sure those 15,000 souls that died are going to be heard from and justice will be done," Reed concluded.